floating trees. A bed is left open to a mirror. A mirror gazes long and hard at a bed. Light fingers the house with its own acoustics. One of them writes this down, one has paper. Bed of swollen creeks and theories and coils, bed of eyes and leaky pins. Much of the night the air touches arms, arms extend themselves to air. Their torsos turning toward a roll of sound, thunder. Night of coonscat and vandalized headstones, night of deep kisses and catamania. His face by this light, saurian. Hers, ash like the tissue of a hornet's nest. One scans the aisle of firs, the faint blue line of them. One looks out, sans serif. Didn't I hear you tell them you were born on a train? What begins with a suff and ends with a groan, groan in which the tongue's true color is revealed. The comb suff and the denim's undeniable rub, the chair stripped back and muddied rung. Color of stone soup and garden gloves, color of meal and treacle and sphagnum. Hangers clinging to their coat, a soft white bulb to its string. The footprints inside us iterate, the footprints outside. The scratched words return to their sleeves. The dresses of Monday through Friday swallow the long hips of weekends. A face is studied like a key for the mystery of what it once opened. I didn't mean to wake you, angel brains. Ink of eyes and veins and phonemes, the ink completes the feeling. A mirror silently facing a door, door with no lock, no lock. The room he brings into you, the room befalls you. Like the fir trees he trues her, she nears him like the firs. If one vanishes, one stays. If one stays, the other will or will not vanish. Otherwise, my beautiful green fly, otherwise, not a leaf stirs.